And we're back in the beautiful Ozark Mountains in Branson, Missouri. Good afternoon and welcome to our live special edition of Mid-South Viewpoint. I'm Byron Tyler. This is a place to come. Came up here the other day and we had a live show yesterday with my good friend Lynn Bennett Berry with the Branson Chamber of Commerce. Lynn, good to see you again.
Good to be back today, and I hope you've enjoyed all of the fall colors that have rolled out across these hillsides.
You know what? They are looking so beautiful. This morning, I took advantage of another exercise, kind of a walk, jog, you know, kind of trying to get things warmed up there. And I was looking out over the beautiful trees, and the colors are incredible right now.
They really are peaking
right
now.
They're starting to peak, I believe, right now. Looking great. Beautiful. You know, yesterday we had Tate from the Grand Buffet. Well, I say the Grand Buffet because the buffet's grand,
that's
too.
That's where we like to go.
But from Grand Country, and Tate was here yesterday, yes, and we talked about the Grand Country and all what's happening over there. Well, I just so happened to make sure my morning run ran me by Grand Country, and I saw the sign that said buffet, and I have not had breakfast yet. So I ran in there and had a wonderful breakfast, and the folks were so great, you know, and got a chance to enjoy that.
It is.
And, wow.
A lot of fun, and so many places that you can just drop in and enjoy
so
the hospitality.
Hey, you know, we were talking yesterday, Lynn, about the Christmas trees, and
yes,
I saw somewhere, I'm trying to remember where I read, that Branson is in the running of breaking a world record for the most Christmas trees.
What we're doing right now is we've established ourselves as America's Christmas Tree City. And we have 151 many different kinds of trees. Some are 80 feet tall. We have a beautiful veterans Christmas tree that is 26 feet tall. And it has the gold, silver, and blue stars on it to honor our families. And everyone is so excited about this time of year. We always love a world record in Branson.
Well, I'm sure there's been many that have been broken right here in this little town. And today we're going to start off our program as we come live from Branson with Cynthia Carson. Cynthia is no stranger to Mid-South Viewpoint. I have been to Sight and Sound. Cynthia, you and I have talked there. Now we're here
many
in
times.
Our Bot Radio Network studio in Branson. Merry Christmas. Glad you're here today.
Why, thank you. It's so good to be here. And it is always fun to, you and I get to connect.
It is.
Especially with Sight and Sound. Now we're opening Miracle of Christmas tomorrow.
Oh, I know. And this has been the first time in a couple seasons, I believe, because I think we've had Moses on an enormous run here in Branson.
He has a great run.
Yeah.
And getting ready to open Samson in March.
Know it.
March 3rd, we'll open Samson, new production.
You know, I saw Samson at Sight and Sound up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
That's
I was
correct.
There a couple of years ago when that was unveiled, and the red carpet premiere, Mona Stafford, Southwest regional manager for Bot Radio Network, and I were up there and enjoyed seeing Samson. Now it's coming to Branson.
It is, and we're so excited. But, you know, we haven't had Miracle of Christmas on stage since 2013.
Wow.
So we are excited.
Yeah.
I mean, the energy is really high. But really, truly, what better way to break away from, you know, the holiday everything we have to do through the holidays. Break away, go to an amazing production, and, you know, just create some memories with your whole family.
You know, our regular listeners to Bot Radio Network hear advertisements for Sight and Sound quite frequently, and we're glad to hear those. And, of course, we've been hearing the ones on Moses. And one of the statements that's usually made is Sight and Sound, where the Bible comes to life. And you guys make it come to life. But maybe for someone just tuning in, just happened to maybe flip their radio on to Bot Radio right now, and they're driving in the Memphis area and have never heard of Sight and Sound. Cynthia, how would you describe it?
Well, that is what it is. You know, we do desire to bring the Bible to life, not only what we do, but who we are also. So we put on the most amazing productions of cast, you know, over 46 cast members are in the show, and live animals. The sets are magnificent, with the largest stage around, over 300-foot wraparound stage. So when you come to the production, you're immersed into the show.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think people realize you talk about this stage, and I've had a chance to take the VIP tour, Miss Lynn, behind the stage and see what works behind there. And one of the things that's kind of fascinating is that this stage, I believe, is equivalent to the size of the Radio City Music Hall where the Rockettes perform. And we're talking about an enormous stage.
It's huge with the stage. And a lot, you know, because when you're sitting in the audience in parts of it, you're right in the middle of it on all three sides of you. So you really experience that.
And something else, there is a sense of prayer that goes on? Because I know your staff, this is more than just a theatrical stage to perform.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is something that you guys are doing to present the greatest message ever of Jesus Christ.
Right. And that's what we do. It's like we have believers that we all work together to perform this amazing production. But our greatest desire is to bring our mission to life, and that's to present the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And so you're right. Lots of prayer goes into what we do.
Every performance at the end, you have an opportunity to present what Jesus means, what Jesus came into the world to do, and it's so clear. And you give opportunity to pray with folks. Okay, now, so we talked about the miracle of Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's taking place right now?
Correct. We open tomorrow.
Open tomorrow. And that'll
day,
go through when?
And we actually run all the way until December 30th.
Okay.
We have shows on Tuesday through Saturdays from 3:30 and 7:30.
Okay.
Again, check the schedule because there's some days here and there that.
And also information about Samson. There's video you can see to make plans to see Samson here in Branson in the spring of 2018.
Yes. So I would definitely go to sight-sound.com, and you can pull up some really cool imagery of our productions and check out the calendar and availability for tickets. Definitely recommend tickets for both these productions in advance because they're selling out. We have many, many sold out shows right now for Miracle of Christmas.
That's exciting.
And we definitely want people to be able to come and see it.
Please come. It's a great place. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving too, Cynthia.
And likewise.
Thank you so much. The Moses statue you gave me is in my office. I see it every day. Thank you so much. We appreciate
you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Lynn.
Isn't that remarkable to see everything that goes on at Sight and Sound?
I know that you have been, to see the productions at Sight and Sound, and they will take your breath away.
Absolutely.
They really will.
Absolutely.
And it's a great place to bring a family, a great place to bring friends that might need a clear understanding, about the Bible and things that Christ has done for us. And while you're here and you're celebrating Christmas, you're going to notice that there are lights everywhere. And Mr. Keith is going to move a little closer to that microphone.
You bet.
But we have the privilege of having Keith Thurman, who is out at Shepherd of the Hills.
Yes, sir.
This dear man and I had a chance to sit down. Was it in the spring or last year? I'm trying to remember, Keith. We sat out on the picnic table. And you and I started reminiscing and talking about the history of Shepherd of the Hills and just of Branson. I mean, just how Branson just had moved up from this little, country town that nobody heard of to where it is today.
Oh, you get me started on that and we'll be here forever. the Shepherd of the Hills was the actual first theater to open in Branson in 1960. And we started doing the Christmas. We were doing Christmas. Actually wrote a Christmas play called Newborn King and started running it in 1988. And we decorated the trail going down and coming out to the outdoor theater. And people made so many comments about how neat the trail was that we decided to go ahead and extend it on out the tour trail, the summertime tour trail, and let them take a trip through after the play. That got so popular within 6 or 7 years that we just stopped doing the play, the inclement weather in November and December. And we added 2 miles to that tour trail and started the drive-through trail of lights, which has been going now for 28 years. There's over 100 animated booths, hundreds of rebar light displays, music all the way around the entire trail, different music all the way around the trail. It's just light, sound, and motion. I mean, there's probably not 50 feet on anywhere in the 2 miles, 2.5 miles, that there's not some sort of a really neat display. And this year, we've got Shire carriage rides. We've got two big, huge, they're like Clydesdales, two big, huge Clydesdales, and they pull a nice white wagon around the property, and a lot of folks are coming out for that, hold up to 6 people.
What a great family front of your Christmas card.
Tell you what, something else with your admission, you get to enjoy some hot cocoa.
Yes. Well, the drive-thru ends at Inspiration Tower, which is decorated like a 200-foot Christmas tree. And you get a free trip up in Inspiration Tower, and there is hot chocolate at the end of the tour, at the end of the drive. And it's just, I mean, it is a family event.
Yes.
We have folks coming back every year. It's just part of the family tradition.
Well, anytime, you know, Miss Lane, you can pile the family in, you know, a car
That's right.
A van SUV and just be close together and enjoy
the
beautiful lights, you know, and the message of Christmas here through the Trail of Lights. I mean, there's something special there.
And my memories are bringing my Girl Scout troops up here back in, when I was a scout leader 20 plus years ago. And those girls absolutely lived for that each year. They loved it.
Yeah, anything special about Christmas in Branson for you, Mr. Keith?
Oh, goodness. When Christmas started back in the late 80s, I never dreamed that it would wind up going where it went and being what it was. And, of course, when Mr. Christmas, Andy Williams, came to town and everything began to just grow and it just exploded.
Yeah.
And it is so endearing to have the good, wholesome, clean entertainment and the true meaning of Christmas is in Branson.
Yes, it is.
That's Branson.
That's Branson. It's not – we're of course, we have a lot of things going on that's commercial, but the bottom line is it's Jesus is the reason for the season.
He's the reason for the season.
That's what Branson's all about.
Well, Mr. Keith, God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving first, then Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we feel kind of crazy telling them Merry Christmas before Thanksgiving, but it's all right.
That's
it works.
Right. Kicking off the Christmas season right here. Thank you, Mr. Keith.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
Mr. Keith Thurman from the Shepherd of the Hills Trail of Lights. You definitely, when you come here, want to get all the family in that car and take that 2 mile. I mean, that's a pretty good little run.
It is beautiful, and it lights up the sky out there on the mountain.
Well, one of my favorite shows when I come to Branson is to see Mr. Branson Country Music,
woo!
Mr. Clay Cooper.
Ta-da!
Clay, good to see you.
How you doing?
I was hoping you would have brushed your guitar.
Well, nobody told me.
No one had told you that, huh? Well, you're going to have to sing one without a guitar then, I guess.
Well, I don't know about that.
Christmas number for us? No? Hey, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, man.
Clay, how you been doing?
Great.
I know exciting things are always happening in the Clay Cooper Theater, and I know you guys go all out for Christmas, and the show changes a little bit, but still the same high energy and fun with the audience you always have.
Yes.
And talk about Christmas at the Clay Cooper Theater.
Well, we spent all day the last couple of days. You know, it's like Halloween, and on Halloween we take all the fall stuff out and decorate all day.
Yep.
So we always have a dark day on Halloween every year so we can get the theater decorated, and Miss Pat and the staff, and we're all throwing out the hay bales and putting up the Christmas bells and getting everything decorated. So that's an all-day deal, getting everything decorated. And of course, we've been in rehearsals for about a month now, getting, you know, Christmas ready. And we have four shows in the building, so all the shows are trying to rehearse at the same time and get everything ready. It's quite chaotic.
I want to say a congratulations to your son, Colt. I read where he just recently was honored by the Branson, the best...
Youth entertainer, male entertainer.
Best youth male entertainer.
He was excited.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I've watched Colt on stage. I've watched him grow over the years, you know.
He's a little man now.
He's a little man now.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 14, just turned 14.
Okay.
And what's funny is I go out in the audience or in the lobby after the shows, you know, every night and sign autographs and visit and take pictures. And more this year, people are like, where's your son at? Is Colton coming out? You know, all these little teenage girls.
Yeah.
My daughter wants to know if your son's coming out. So I told him, you just have to start coming out here. I'm tired of tracking you down.
Amen.
That's right.
You know.
And I know, too, you know, you guys, not only are you spending all this time and doing incredible stage productions with entertaining just so many people to come to Branson. I mean, you got your own family life. And so I know, I think as a Colt, he's been in playing football.
He's quite an athlete. Yeah.
Yeah. Is he playing football now?
Yeah. Well, football just wrapped up about 3 weeks ago, and he's in basketball practice now.
Okay. Because I know you guys stay busy.
And
you kind of make your schedule that it does provide some family time.
We do. Yeah. That's the most important. Actually, he's going into high school next year, so we've already had to kind of rearrange our schedule for next year to leave Friday nights open. So we're going to have to move some shows from Friday night to 2 o'clock shows. So, you know, because I'm not going to miss my boy play high school football.
You can't miss that.
No.
I mean, you'll never get those years back.
No.
You know, if you don't do it now, they're just gone.
Yeah. And then my littlest guy, he plays football and basketball, and my daughter's graduating college next month. And so,
Well, I mean, what a great example. I mean, the Cooper family, this is Branson at its best, because you've got Clay Cooper, you know, who comes here. How old were you?
I was 16.
You were 16 years old?
Yeah. I came just a kid myself.
I mean, you weren't even married.
No. No. No.
but he picked a good one.
I don't even think I had a girlfriend then, but I tried hard, but it just never happened.
I mean, just to see, you know, just the blessings of God on your life, you know, through these years. And Tina, where did you meet Tina?
I met her at the Country Tonight show here in Branson, and she came to town in 96. She'd been singing and dancing on cruise ships for about 3 years.
Okay.
And she came to town and auditioned for the Country Tonight show that I was in, and we started, you know, making eyes. You know, she'd do a turn and look back my way, and I'd look her way. And
the rest is history.
A lot of flirting. And then one day she was going up. This was my big pickup line. We had like 30 stairs that went up from the backstage to the dressing room area. And we turned the corner, and was walking up the stairs together. And I said, you know, you kind of remind me of Olive Oil. And she's like, who? I'm like, you know, off of Popeye's woman. And she goes, Olive Oil? And I'm like, yeah. And I said, I think she's hot.
Yeah.
And it worked.
It worked.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard anybody use that pickup line.
Yeah.
Miss Lynn, have you?
No, I've not, but I expect that out of Clay Cooper.
Hey, I've been eating spinach ever since, man.
I'll tell you what. And your wife, I mean, not only is she taking care of things on the home front, as we talk about the stage, I mean, she pretty much handles the choreography, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And the dance moves there?
She's got a pretty stressful job. I mean, she choreographs all the dancing and does all the costume and then we own another show in our theater called Hot Rods and High Heels, which is a 50s show, and we own it, and she produces it and choreographs it and costumes it. She's the general manager of the theater, and she's a busy one. I mean, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her, I can tell you that.
Well, let me say something honestly and truthful, Clay. Anytime somebody's saying, I'm going to Branson for the first time, what should I go? I say, you got to go to Clay Cooper. You got to come to Clay Cooper because what you do there is all heart. Yeah. You know, I mean, you leave your heart on the stage. You've got some of the finest musicians in town.
Yeah.
And you like to laugh and have fun, too.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what kind of makes us you know, I mean, you can be a great singer or a great musician or a great dancer, but if you don't have, you know, I tell everybody, I just feel like we're just real people having a real good time.
Exactly.
That's kind of my take.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people feed off of that.
Yep.
You know, somebody may holler something out, and I may stop the show and, you know, do a different song if they want to hear
right.
or something, you know. I mean, it is professional and it's fast-paced, but I feel like they feel – when people come in there, I think within 5-10 minutes, they know there's no barrier between the front of the stage and their seat. You know what I mean? They feel comfortable, and that's why people holler stuff and say stuff, and because they feel like – They're all my friend, and they are. You know,
I also believe your worship leader from your church is also part of the show.
He is.
And
yeah,
he's an amazing comedian too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's crazy, man. He's been with us since we started our business about 14 years ago, and he can sing and he can play any instrument and he does website design and he designs our billboards and he can, you know, he's our worship leader at church and he's just.
So you got to make sure you're there on Sunday morning then.
Oh yeah. I'm always
part
there.
Because
I always set up, you know, when I first started going to church there and became a member, I always set up front, you know, so now I'm like, if I ain't there, they know, you know. So, but yeah, it's, and
sweet.
I play in the worship band there too. Some,
sure.
And, so it's a great church.
Clay, what is Christmas like in the Cooper home? What do you guys like to do?
Well, we really don't do a lot. I mean, we're so busy at the theater and working and stuff that if we have a day off, we just kind of hang around the house and watch TV or play games or board games and, you know, PS3 and stuff. We like to see movies and, you know, and do stuff like that. But we just kind of hang out and if we have 2 or 3 days off, we'll never get out of our pajamas.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
good
because
plan.
You don't get that opportunity very much.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest with you,
that's
so
right.
We just kind of hang around the house and enjoy time together. And
you know, and those are some memories you're creating there that your kids are never going to forget.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
We've always talked about taking a vacation at Christmas. We've never done that, you know, and the kids are kind of a little older now and. That, you know, it'd be okay, but in the past we talk about going to Disney for Christmas. Well, no, you know, Santa Claus won't find us there and this, this and that, you know.
Sweet.
But, you know, I've always kind of wanted to go somewhere over the holidays. We've never done that, so we've been talking about doing something like that. But
well, now, if we want information about Clay Cooper shows and the other shows happening at your theater, what should we do?
They can go to our website at claycoopertheater.com, or they can call the box office, 888-222-8910.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not going to take me somewhere else, is it?
I hope not.
I hope not, too. Clay Cooper, Merry Christmas.
Happy Merry Christmas
Thanksgiving,
to you, bro.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you,
Radio.
Man.
We appreciate you so much.
My pleasure.
I'm telling you, you've got to go see Clay Cooper's show.
Well,
Miss Lynn,
you.
I know you've been.
It is so good.
Whatever time you go, any time of the year, it's a great time to see the Clay Cooper show. Thanks,
thank
Clay,
you,
so much.
Appreciate
all
it.
Right.
Thank you.
Enjoyed
but,
it.
All right.
You know, Miss Lynn, I hate to say, but we're getting close to closing our time up here in Branson from our second show. We're bringing live program here. And one of the opportunities I've had in the past was to visit with Marcus from the Texas Tenors.
Absolutely.
And so Marcus has sent none other than Pam Critchfield, who's representing the Texas Tenors. And none of my visit would ever be complete coming to Branson if I don't have a chance to sit across the table from Pam Critchfield.
Good.
She's an incredible lady. She makes a lot of things happen here in Branson.
Yes.
And she's always on the go. Pam, Merry Christmas. Good to
Merry
see you.
Merry Christmas to
How are you.
You
doing?
I am excited.
I mean, you just came off an incredible it's still happening with the Rating the Country Vault.
Wow.
I mean, they just got Entertainers of the Year.
I know.
Yes.
And they're still here.
Oh,
you
yes.
know, right now at the Starlight Theater, we have AO in the morning. We have Raiding the Country Vault. We have the Texas Tenors. We have some special one-off shows. Jimmy Fortune, Gene Watson just finished. It's a happening place over there.
It is gorgeous over there.
Wow. And tell me about the Texas Tenors now. I just saw that I don't know if they finished doing the second PBS special. Marcus was telling me they were going to work on that. That's already here, isn't it?
It's already here. It's been showing all over the country. The name of it is Rise. And the single that they wrote for that show has climbed to number one on the classic Billboard charts.
Has it really?
It's great.
Yeah, it's excellent. And it's an excellent special. These guys are really talented.
Truly are. And, of course, they got their big discovery, Miss Lynn. You remember on that show.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
They were the most watched.
And an interesting thing is the same year they were on it, AO was on it.
Oh, I love
was
that.
Was that the same year? I did not realize that.
And Texas Tenors came in fourth and AO came in fifth.
I did not realize that.
On to Branson they came.
Yeah.
And you know, they even though they do thousands of performances, or they've done thousands mm-hmm. of performances, and they travel all over the country, Branson is their home. And especially at Christmas, they just love performing in Branson at Christmas time.
You know, some people, Miss Leon, I don't know why, but they might think that Branson is just a stepping stone to places like Vegas and other things, maybe New York City. But let me tell you what, so many people, when they come to Branson, they say, I want to live here. Mr. Tony Orlando did
that's
that.
That's right.
And other
Lennon sisters.
The Lennon sisters do that. They live here, you know. And so there's a lot of just incredible Americana entertainers that,
right.
you know, they've been to places like, you know, Vegas and New York and Los mm-hmm. Angeles. They come to a town and just find just the closeness and the home feel, these beautiful Ozark Mountains. They want to stay here.
They do.
You know, they do. We've experienced that with both the Country Vault and the Rock Vault.
Yes.
The Rock Vault, three of the guys are buying, in the midst of buying vacation condos here.
Good.
They fell in love with it this summer. Billy Yates and his wife Nancy are relocating here permanently.
From Nashville?
From Nashville in a year. They're waiting for Grayson, their son, to graduate from high school.
Oh, wonderful.
And they have fallen in love with it. And Billy says, you know, there's a lot about Branson that has a feel for way back how Nashville used to be.
Good.
Nashville's gotten to be big, huge city now, a lot of medical. But, mm-hmm. you know, I want to tell you a little bit about this Texas Tenors Christmas show. At the Starlight Theater, when Sir Harry Cowell took it over this year, he decided he's a former performer, a producer, a record producer. He's managed a lot of stars, and he decided he wanted to take that level up a notch and when it came to production. So he put in these three great big LED screens that are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Then he invested in a state-of-the-art lighting system. We have 165 lights. We have lights that surround, that come up and change, and surround the entire auditorium. We have lasers. The production value is amazing for all of our shows. And the Texas Tenors this year built a new set. And it's all shimmery in silvers and whites. And it is just glorious. I mean, that show is just, it looks beautiful.
Well, and now, is there a show happening right now, the Christmas show?
It is. Last night was the first night.
And they're doing two today. That's why I am here, because Marcus is on stage.
You bet.
He's busy.
Well, we want him to be busy, don't we, Ms. Lynn?
Yes, yeah. We do.
Because that's where people hear the golden, rich sound, you know, of the Texas tenor is incredible. I mean, I was watching, they gave me a video the last time they were here.
Good.
I was watching that. And just to hear them sing, you know, oh, my goodness. Well, if folks want tickets, and they can pre-order tickets before they get to Branson.
Oh, certainly. We have, our website is, we invested in a new ticketing system on our website this year. And what's great about it is you can hand select your seats.
Mm-hmm.
And you can print your tickets at home like you would an airline voucher.
Okay.
And you don't have to wait in line. And you can show that ticket to the ushers, and it has your seat, and you can go right on into your seat. So we have really, they go to starlighttheater.com.
Starlighttheater.com.
Yes. And so we have had a lot of people doing that, especially, well, all of our shows are very successful, but this time of year, Christmas is very busy in Branson, and people want to get those great seats.
Yeah.
And so now, from the comfort of their own home, they can order their seats and know they've got a great seat. They don't have to wait till they get here.
And that web address is starlighttheater.com.
Yes, sir.
And go ahead. And you can actually see some video clips and enjoy that, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Pam Crishfield, Merry Christmas. As always, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate you.
You bet.
Well, Ms. Lynn Berry, it's hard to believe we just wrapped up another time here in Branson with our Memphis audience on Bot Radio Network. Can you believe it?
We are so happy to have had Byron and his family in Branson.
Hey, we always have a great time, and I'm looking forward to some more. Matter of fact, tomorrow we'll be having the Christmas parade down on the Branson Landing.
That's right.
So we'll be taking some tape interviews there to produce some radio shows back for our Bot station, so we're excited about that.
Yes.
And that's always a lot of fun, too, the Branson Landing for Christmas time.
Fifth annual Most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, we might end up have to bundle up or wear our, you know, short pants. You never know.
Right
now,
the weather's
kind of, you know, it's going to be maybe warmer tomorrow. But I want to say a special thanks. Now, if you want any information about anything we've been talking about, be sure and go to explorebranson.com. Explorebranson.com. Great wealth of information. If you're planning a trip, make sure you stop by there first, and you'll get all kinds of great stuff.
We'll keep you posted on all the happenings in Branson.
And let's say Merry Christmas as we say goodbye, Miss Lynn. Merry Christmas to all. Merry Christmas. And we're saying it early because things happen early here in Branson when it comes to Christmas. Come and join us again, explorebranson.com. That's all the time we have on this live special program from Branson. I'm Byron Tyler. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.